Kate. Hi. Could you start by telling me where you grew up?
I grew up in Kiev, Ukraine. It's basically the capital of Ukraine. So I lived there all my life.
Mm-hmm. And you went to university there?
Yeah, I like university, school, all my life is there. My mom's house, my grandparents' house, so everything is there.
Can you tell me about what you were experiencing at the beginning of 2022, your thoughts at the beginning of that year?
Honestly, I was somehow maybe foolish enough to think that it is not real. It can happen. It just like how it's like 2022. It's not possible. It would be complete madness. But I obviously underestimated how dangerous is this situation.
Where were you the morning of the 24th?
At home in Kiev, 20 kilometers from airport that was bombed. So I woke up at 5 a.m. Because of the bomb shots. So it was a horrible experience. So you just try to actually tell yourself that not, it's not what is happening. Try to read news, try to actually fool yourself that this is not real. But then like at 6:30 a.m. my mom called me, my boyfriend parents called me at the same time, and you just realize that this has started. You read the news 1.5 hour later, and you understand that you are in a war, and it just so basically it takes me like 20 minutes to drive to the places where it was bombed. So it is just in front of your house, basically. My boyfriend said that he's not leaving, and I was not able to leave and evacuate my mom and my grandma. So I had to first try to manage that, to make sure that my grandma is safe and she can go outside of Kiev, because she has she lives in a like 100 miles from Kiev. So we had to evacuate her there, and we had to make sure that she has all the medicine needed and provisionary, because she has a diabetes. And then we have to figure out, I don't know, buy food and actually make sure that we can live in Kiev for I don't know how many days. But then I went out and everything was closed. Like all the gas stations were overcrowded. People were running out of the city, and already everything was, the traffic was extreme. People were just throwing their stuff in the cars and trying to leave. Like you're not, like basically there is no ability to buy any food or medicine or withdraw cash, because everyone was so scared that the banking system will fall. So, yeah, it was quite scary. So we tried to actually understand what are the food supplies, just to what will happen if we're not going to have water, or like just to do that kind of stuff, to collect all the like necessary clothes, just a minimum amount. Money and all the valuable possession, just in case you have to run in a bomb shelter or this kind of stuff. So it was a bit scary, and then I understood that if my boyfriend is staying in Kiev, I just started cooking to make sure that we can survive through this day. And I just at least I'm useless. At some point, I understood that I'm quite useless. I'm not able to defend or do at this particular moment. So at least I just try to make sure that we're not hungry, and it just gave me some meaning of the day. Yeah, but then there was a first air alarm in Kiev. My mom came to my house because I was super scary because we didn't know at that moment how to react. And so we gathered in my apartment because there is a bomb shelter underneath. And we spend the night basically with a time shift for 2 hours of sleep and then rotating because it was so scary to sleep somewhere in the middle of the night, I don't know, around 4 a.m. I don't know whether it was an aircraft or it was a drone. It is most likely that it was a drone was hit by
Oh my
Ukrainian
goodness.
army just in front of my house. And I'm standing in front of the window and I'm just seeing it with my own eyes. I wouldn't be able to forget all this. It is extremely scary experience because you don't know, like, okay, it was like 500 meters or 1 kilometers from you probably. But you just don't know when and where the next one, whether at that moment you don't realize whether it's a drone or something, you just see the explosion, you don't know what is happening. Then after I read in the news what was it, but still, this is super scary. So in the morning, we decided to leave Kiev immediately,
You and your mother and your
and we
boyfriend?
did like it. Yeah, at 7 a.m. we just packed some few little things in our car and just run away to western part of Ukraine. Lucky enough, we are actually extremely lucky because we were able to escape as soon as it was legally we could. Because there was I don't know how to say it in English. So Kiev administration defined
A
hours when
curfew.
you cannot leave your home. So as soon as we were allowed to leave our curfew, yes, as soon as we were allowed to leave our houses, so we went and there was no cars at that moment, and we drove to the western part of Ukraine, and my boyfriend has parents here, so now I'm living with them for 50 days of war. So
What
it's
town are you in now? Is it Lviv or western part I heard, but
Volodymyr Volynsky. It's like 8 miles from Polish border,
And
a
Kate,
small
how have you
town.
decided to stay in Ukraine rather than cross the border?
Males are not allowed to leave the border, so I'm not leaving my boyfriend here alone. I just that is unbearable. You just can't live with leaving someone behind.
And tell me what your days have been like the last 50 days.
Pretty much the same. Like first few weeks, air alarms, and they're quite loud, like in the middle of the night, like 2, 3. Life on the when you run back and forth, living with a lot of people in the same apartment because not knowing what will come tomorrow and how much worse it can get, not knowing what you're gonna do in your future, or do you still have your house? Do you still have your home? How are your friends and all of that? I think it started from that, and then it slowly we were able to adjust and living in these circumstances. And yes, life is difficult. Yes, everything. Well, we may lose everything, but at least the people we care the most are here. Everyone is alive, and it is good, and I'm grateful for it. The most important thing in life are okay. So people that I love, and then you learn how to manage all those, like living, all this living, how to organize food when it's like nine people in the apartment, when to organize, how to organize working space, how to organize your sleep, and so on and so forth.
Does it almost help to have something concrete
But
to solve, like food or sleeping arrangements? Does that help somehow?
yeah, it helps. So I knew because of what I do, like those tiny little plans, they help you to cope in this sense of little achievements that you actually did something today, rather than constantly running around and chaotically moving. So I knew that. So we've built a plan and who is doing what in the house and who is working where and all those kind of arrangement and this. So I knew, and we started to create a struct some sort of structures to order to give her some sense of ground and sense of
Safe space, yeah.
I would say safe space.
So, Kate, have you continued to work during this time?
Yes, I think I came back to work 4 days later, so it was Thursday it started, and on Monday we got back to work to some degree, of course. In because I am the one who is able to support people, especially at Doximi, because a lot of people had to escape and we were thrown away all over the country. So nobody knew what to do and how to live, and it was all so stressful to everyone. My story is actually is super light, I believe. I don't know how people with children escaped, people who were actually way closer to bombing and who actually saw the diff, like there are some people who saw that way worse. So I'm lucky. I have where to live, what to eat, and I'm in a relatively safe place. So, and so I started doing like every morning meeting group where everyone could participate, like share their story, actually see each other, had a connection, actually see that this madness, it's that those people are not the only ones who feel this way, like all those stress, that everyone is stressed and it's okay to be stressed and it's okay to feel what you feel. I actually showed people how to cope with it, that it's we lost sense of ground, but you're still people, you're still human beings, and you can still be yourself, and you still have all your own strengths. And yes, it is incredibly stressful, but you still can come back and to your life, and you still can have some, you still can
Wow.
have
Where
life.
do you think that,
So
Kate, where do you think that
yeah,
strength and
that's what we were
perspective came
discussing.
from? Did you already know you had those resources?
I've been studying as an existential coach for, I don't know, for two and a half years, probably. So somehow I realized in the morning that I know what to do and I have to. And if I could help, I should. And I also knew that doing something good and seeing people how all this like that I can actually help actually brought a meaning to my life and actually gave me energy and desire to move on, because I realized that a lot of people don't have a choice to live or not to, because their life was taken, and there and I have to live mine, to fully live my life, to otherwise their sacrifice was meaningful or meaning
So tell me more about
less
these
or
groups. Are they on Zoom?
so.
And how many people attend the
Yeah.
groups?
Yeah, we had online. We did those groups for more than a month. Right now we stopped them because it seems that everyone is more or less okay. Yeah, for half an hour, everyone. It depended on the day. It like from 30 people to five, and it jumped up and down.
I'm glad you could do that. Has your boyfriend been able to, has your boyfriend
Yeah, I
been
was
able to
surprised.
continue working?
Yeah, he's a software engineer. And I think to some degree, he's coping maybe even more than I do. Better, I mean, better than I do. He is able to actually create his own shell, and hide from the world. I cannot do that. I had to empathize and sympathize. So sometimes it's just too much for me, because a lot of emotions go through me. But I'm learning also how to take care for myself as well. Not to overwhelm myself with all the sadness, all the grief that people are feeling. Because otherwise, if I will break myself, I will not be able
In
to help
Ukrainian,
everyone
I
else.
don't know the word, of course, but I think you're talking about being an empath, someone who absorbs, understands, and takes on emotion. And I think even under normal
Yeah.
circumstances, that can be exhausting, right? But now it's especially so.
Yes, it is.
Tell me how your mother is doing.
It's physically okay. Mentally, I think it's hard to live in someone else's house, not having your own, and basically not belonging to. I have my work, I think half of her work dropped, so she is quite less busy. She's trying to help me to cook, to do some thing in the house. In the house, but it's still difficult for her. Of course, like as young people, we are much more adaptive to these changes. We can just put our laptop, throw it on the couch, and then work. But for older people, it is much more stressful. Plus, I have my boyfriend. There is his sister and her boyfriend here. We still have someone with whom we're able to communicate. She has less connection, so and sometimes, it is easier for children to emphasize everyone else but except their parents. So it's and especially living, I'm in my 30s basically, and living with parents is a challenge. So I think she's also feeling those challenges living with her with children. Like a mom is always a mom.
So much to carry right now.
Yeah. I am
Yes.
dreaming for the day when nothing will happen. And that's it. And that would be a very,
Kate,
very
how has
happy
this
day.
whole experience shaped your view of humanity?
I think it's a very, very difficult question, to be honest. First of all, I am surprised that there is so much care, love, and and help. And on the other side, anger and desire to kill. So I don't know what to say. Like when you ask me this question, I don't think about humanity. I think I'm at much more basic questions right now than this. That is, I'm basically
Yes.
I'm
Well,
out of
I
words. I don't
think
know what
what
to say.
strikes me about this crisis is exactly what you said. It highlights the very best and the very worst. And you are at the crossroads of those two extremes. And I think holding them at the same time is probably almost unbearable.
On the one side, it is, but on the other side, it is
Say
gives
it again.
you some freedom. On the one side, it does. It is very, very difficult and it's very stressful. But on the other side, it
Yes.
gives you a lot of freedom because you don't have time for wasting your life. You don't have time for actually doing things that you have only time for what matters, and everything else is a waste. And war is actually opening eyes to many peoples around me. Like, I was so afraid to do that, but now I'm not. I was so I just don't have time for this. So it gives me a lot of freedom, and it actually a lot of fears my own to ask for help, to do something, to live in a different way. I'm not afraid anymore. Because finally you actually understand that you only live once and you don't know when it will end. Maybe
So it sounds
tomorrow.
like this experience has been
So.
illuminating and clarifying and defining for you.
Yeah. And I think even for organizations, you don't have time to actually to deal with, I don't know, unprofessionalism more in some cases, or you don't have time to deal with some things that are not that doesn't matter, that are not important. You are able to actually focus on the the main things and actually do them, because there is a very strong sense, there is a strong sense to and strong desire to have an achievement, and desire to focus in order to come down from all of this stress. So I think I would prefer to learn these lessons in another way, but that's a valuable
As you
lesson to
imagine
learn.
your future, what do you see yourself, how do you see yourself using these insights in your future?
First of all, there's always will be too many things that I will like, but only few that I actually care about. So I have to learn how to focus, and spend my time and life only on things that matters, actually matters. Life is too short to be afraid of something. All those houses, apartments, and all that stuff, it doesn't matter. As long as I actually have a meaningful and full life, I want to, in the end of my life, I want to hold to something that I would remember and is worth remembering. Because only memories that actually matter. You can always be yourself in different circumstances. Being a human and to live a life is a choice, hard one, but you can always make it. And probably the last one, I'm strong enough. So to remind myself that I'm strong enough
Yes, if
to
you think back to
actually to
your
handle it.
response the morning of February 24th, you are a very different person now in terms of your confidence and strength, just the way you describe that experience.
Yeah, because it hits you and you lose the ground, but it takes you some time to actually to restore your ability to be yourself. Because for the first 2 weeks, I felt like I was thinking, I'm not myself. So as soon as you're able to connect with your inner self and remind yourself who you are, like then you are able to actually to push back and to fight.
Kate, could you just briefly describe your training as an existential coach? That's a term I have never heard of.
It's very close to existential therapy. Or logotherapy. It's very popular in Europe. So it's basically came out of Frankl and Lengler. So they're main creators of this, how to say, therapy learning. I don't have the words. Yeah, so and as a part of the therapy was created a coaching. It's quite deep, but still not yet therapy. To be able to work with with the same phenomenon as therapy, but a bit more on a higher level, and sometimes on like and
Yes.
also in an
And do you
organizational
use
level
these
as well.
skills at Doximity?
Because yeah, because you like work is still a part of life, You had to have your own sense of ground, sense of space, and sense of security at work and in life. You need to have a sense of living. So those you need to know who you are, yeah, and in order to actually be able to create a sense. Like every single person needs that, and as well as organization. They need to have enough structure, enough space. They need to be alive enough to be able to enjoy themselves and enjoy what they're doing. They need to clearly understand what this organization is doing, and why it does exist in order to bring their own sense into the world.
So what could you please describe your
So.
job for DoxyMe? This
It is. I am working as a head of agile practice and scrum master at DoxyMe. So I am helping this organization to be more efficient and actually to be more agile and to be more adaptive to changes, to help them meet the changing world and to be able to adapt
So a
to those changes and to be successful.
perfect match for your
To,
skills.
in order to in I love my job and I am extremely happy that I can actually do this job here and that I have a room and people who actually understand this at
Kate, do you
DoxyMe.
have any closing thoughts before we end?
Yeah, to live, it is a choice and not an easy one, but we should
Thank
live.
you.